Shalom Aleichem, everybody. The first part of Sefer Vayikra is all about the korbanos that were brought in the Mishkan and which will be brought soon in the Beis HaMikdash Imir Tzashem. For you and for me who have not yet experienced the power of the avoda of korbanos, it can be hard to fully understand why we need korbanos and how they fit into our avoda today. However, much, not all, but much of our lack of connection stems from our lack of understanding the powerful and deep messages that are part of the avoda. So we really have a chiyuv to learn about the avoda in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and to learn about the various kinds of korbanos, the steps of the avoda, the jobs of the kohanim, the levim, etc., etc. And so with that introduction, I would like for this FMT to share a brief but powerful and fundamental idea that is said by Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who died in 1888. Says Rav Hirsch, the word korban is very hard to translate accurately. In general, any translation from any language to any language is a perush. It's the translator's perush of what that word means. But in the case of the word korban, the translation is particularly challenging. So much so that the translation can actually detract from the power and the depth of the word. Sometimes we see the word korban translated as sacrifice, and some people explain that a korban is a sacrifice, because when we bring a korban, we are sacrificing, we surrender, we give up something that is valuable to us for the sake of God. However, Rav Hirsch says that that's not at all what a korban is. Other people translate korban as an offering, but Rav Hirsch says that that too is inaccurate and untrue, because an offering means that the bringer of the offering is supplying something that the recipient needs. An offering that's brought to a human king, I can understand. It's something that the king needs. Maybe jewels, maybe food, maybe money, any sort of gift, that makes sense. But bringing an offering to God, a gift to God, that cannot be. God doesn't need anything. So what does the word korban mean? Rav Hirsch says a korban, and the word korban, is used exclusively in reference to man's relationship to God. It all comes from the root kuf resh beis karav, which means to approach, to come near. And and in our context, it means, quote, to get into close relationship with somebody. The object and the purpose of a korban, therefore, is hakrava, quote, the attainment of a higher sphere of life. The purpose of bringing a korban is kirvas Elohim, a greater nearness to God himself. And bringing a korban is part of the process of hakrava, of kirvas Elohim. And when that happens, when we get closer to God, when we bring him into our lives, and when he indeed comes close to us, so to speak, then, says Rav Hirsch, quote, the problems of life solve themselves, end quote. It is in that space, so to speak, quote, life's happiness rises and falls in accordance with the proximity to God. Body and soul learn to long for God and the consciousness of God, which alone gives happiness, end quote. That's what a korban is, and that is why it's so hard to translate. It's not a sacrifice, because I'm not sacrificing anything. I'm not giving up anything. Getting close to God is getting something, not sacrificing something. And a korban is not a gift, since God doesn't need anything. A korban is an act of hakrava, of coming close to God, of being close to God, of staying close to God in all that I do. And Rav Hirsch points out the following incredible aspect of korbanos based on the Medrash. Whenever the Torah discusses korbanos, the name that Hashem uses is the name of Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. Hashem chooses not to use the name Elohim. Why is that? Rav Hirsch says that it's connected to korban as hakrava. The name Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey refers to God's attributes of chesed and kindness, whereas Elohim refers to midas hadin, to God acting as the unbending judge. When we think of a korban, it's not a sacrifice or an offering that we must bring as reparation or as a gift to appease God. Rather, a korban is brought to Hashem, the God of love, given with the purpose of, quote, spiritual and moral resurrection, entering and re-entering again and again, ever higher, purer life, and gaining afresh the strength for such a new life from the never-failing well of eternal love, end quote. That is a korban. That is the hakrava that you and I learn about in Sefer Vayikra, and that is the hakrava that you and I yearn for every single day. Have an amazing day, everyone.